Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council joins us. Heather, let's talk about some of the continuing international efforts that Beef Checkoff dollars are being invested into.
As our final reports rolled in for fiscal year 20, despite the challenges due to COVID-19, we still had successful beef promotions in Japan and South Korea. For instance, in Japan, Oklahoma Beef Checkoff funds helped drive 180,000 pounds of U.S. beef sales in a retail promotion featuring a unique combination of check eye roll steak, inside and outside round, short plate, tongue, and intestines. And I have to say, those aren't typical items you would see in a retail feature in the U.S., which demonstrates why the export market is important to U.S. beef producers. In South Korea, another retail promotion funded in part by the Oklahoma Beef Council drove the sales of 330,000 pounds of U.S. beef, and this promotion featured beef short ribs and LA ribs.
Thanks, Heather. For more on how your beef checkoff dollars are being invested, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports in October were steady when compared to 2019 figures, but there were still some significant gains reported in several key markets. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said beef exports came in just under 108,000 metric tons for the month.
It's really a pretty good rebound from earlier in the year. Japan continues to show growth of about 10%. Once again, a testament to the U.S.-Japan ag agreement where we're all on a level playing field. China had the largest month since the reintroduction of beef in China at 6,800 metric tons. This is a testament to the supply chain starting to develop. No doubt that there's...
Hallstrom noted that the supply chain continues to develop, and he expects additional growth in China in the months ahead.
Also, Taiwan continues to be on record pace. We're up 15% year on year in October. And Mexico, we're starting to see the signs of a rebound. Tourism is slowly starting to come to life, and this is welcome news.
Pork also reported strong growth in the month of October, led not only by China, but strong growth in Japan, Mexico, as well as several other locations across Central America. Well, in a letter sent this week, several former Farmers Union presidents urged President-elect Joe Biden to revitalize rural America and advance U.S. climate leadership at the world stage. The signatories included Roger Johnson, Tom Buess, Dave Frederickson, and Leland Swenson outlined their climate priorities for the incoming administration, highlighting opportunities to mitigate climate change while also stimulating economic growth and creating jobs. More specifically, they recommended that Biden throw his support behind policies and programs that establish carbon markets and expand the use of biofuels. Agencies within the Department of Agriculture this week celebrated their accomplishments in 2020. USDA highlighted what the department considers its successes this year. At the Farm Service Agency, the department says USDA farm programs helped farmers and ranchers weather a tough 2020. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce stated, "We partner with agricultural producers to grow and expand their operations as well as weather the unpredictable, such as the COVID-19 pandemic and natural disasters." USDA's farm program agencies, the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Risk Management Agency, and Farm Production and Conservation Business Center work to deliver programs to assist producers while also making strides to enhance efficiency and effectiveness to improve service to those customers. USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says, "We continue to admire and support the resiliency of farmers and ranchers during the challenging times." Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue stated the year was tough, but that USDA met the challenges with a multitude of programs and services. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.